Every day, Lion's Choice takes time to serve up a meal like you've never tasted before. They take great care, slow cooking their roast beef in-store for hours at a time. Then they thinly shave and perfectly season that delicious, famous roast beef before finally serving it up. Cooked to order on a steamy toasted bun. Does it really get any better than that? So get to Lion's Choice and get your irresistibly mouth-watering roast beef today.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Doug, on your left is Charlie Marlowe, and he works at the Two Fox.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, white rascal.
Aha, yes.
The white rascal.
Thank you.
And I like that. And you're wearing white today. All white, everything.
Except for the black pants, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
You're in your I'm going to ride on an aeroplane clothing.
That's
today,
correct.
Aren't you?
Right after this year's program.
Yeah.
Headed down to Big D for a little thing they like to call Game 7.
I remember the days when everybody who got on a plane wore a coat and tie. It was an occasion to really get dressed up to get on a plane.
Yeah, I'm only doing it because I just don't want to have to change. I don't want to have to check a bag.
Nah, you haven't got time.
You can text in on the program here, 314-880-0808. You can call in, 314-880-0808. The appliance discounter phone lines. And you are welcome to email in, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. A gift card to the Post, a perfect place to watch Game 7 this evening. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. EJ Raddick, Derek Gould scheduled to join us. We might effort another hockey guest at some point over the course of the broadcast as the Blues play their second Game 7 in 15 days this evening in Dallas. Charlie will be on the road go there. Hey, Tim, make sure to tell Doug it's Peter North's birthday today. Doug, it's Peter North's birthday.
Now, is that the kid that played Dennis the Menace?
It was Jay North.
Jay North.
Jay North.
His brother or something?
I believe so.
Son, maybe, by now.
Yeah.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson.
Chad Gornich. Doug, how would you pronounce this? G-O-R-N-I-C-Z?
Yeah, I'd just go with Gornich.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Gornich.
Hit the gore real hard.
Gornich.
And then kind of trail off.
Yeah, and then trail off.
Hey, the old Gornich.
So Tim's late. We going to bring that whole deal back? I mean, I was here at 7:02. They just kept playing commercials.
That's how we do.
Does it really matter?
I don't know. Some of these nerds sit around and wait anxiously. I got them waiting like Lauryn Hill. Let's see, Doug. EJ Raddick with us, Derek Gould, and our email of the day. Allegedly, and I haven't seen him out there yet, we have Cucky the Dwarf promising mm-hmm. to return wearing his Blues half shirt right outside 1300 Hampton. Where the papier-mâché palace is.
Yeah.
He is going to wear his Blues half shirt and be walking up and down Hampton with his Free Dotem placard. I like that placard.
Let's not say placard. He nearly got in trouble with the law the last time he wore his half shirt. A policeman stopped him and thought he was soliciting prostitution.
I think this area is known.
Yeah. When you dress in that sort of provocative fashion, the police will come a-knocking.
Especially right by the Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hotbed.
At 7 a.m.
Doug, words can't describe how excited I am for the Free Dotem Open. Oh, the pony show it will be. Yes, it will. That's from Tyler the Midget. It's 48 hours away now at this point. It takes place at Normandy on Friday. It is Kenrick's and Bud Light's presentation of the first annual Inside STL Golf Tournament. Hashtag the Free Dotem Open. 60-plus foursomes teeing off. One flight at 7:30 and another with a shotgun start at 1 and the post-game party at over-under on Washington Avenue. Oh, my, what a day it will be with sunny skies expected.
Yeah, I see 77 degrees and sunny. How perfect is that?
Nice.
I've not been to Normandy in probably 10 years, maybe. I've been out there. I'll have to check to see how to get out there. It's on the Rock Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
St. Charles Rock Road, that is?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. I've not played there in a while.
Corporate Transportation is offering 10% off on a ride to and fro Normandy to those who use the promo code 3BIRDS, as portions of our proceeds will go to Three Little Birds for Life, allowing you to join in the fun. And we have so many sponsors on this event. I want to make sure I thank them all because it's not possible without them. Biggies, Pro-Am, GFI Digital, Grand Cru Cigars, VIP Golf Carts, Weber Chevrolet, Frederick Roofing, Ren Lakes Golf Course, Dave Sinclair Buick, Bertarelli Cutlery, Truman's and Soulard, Corporate Transportation, 18-8 Fine Men's Hair Salon, Donut Drive, and Billy G's Kolache Factory. And you can join us after the tournament at Over Under Bar and Grill on Washington Avenue. Doug, that's where the award ceremony will be.
Okay. Hey, you know why it's called St. Charles Rock Road? I read this the other day. It's because that used to be the road that people would take to get from St. Louis to St. Charles, going back 100 years or more. And they put rocks on it to hold down the mud and everything because so many people used it.
Oh.
St. Charles Rock Road. St. Charles Rock Road. Yeah.
Guys, over under on the White Rascals saying puck luck today is 7.5. I think you're more going to say that the morning after. Pun intended.
Yeah.
I think I said puck luck. Unless you want to talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins and Washington Capitals. I was locked in on that.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that, too.
I parlayed the Thunder plus money line and the Capitals last night. But I'm sitting there as it goes to overtime, as Osher leads the Capitals back to tie it from a 3-goal deficit. Most dangerous lead.
Huh? Yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
They tie it at 3, and then it goes to overtime. I'm kind of thinking to myself, I guess I'd like to win my parlay, but I'd kind of rather have the Blues, should they win this evening, be assured of home ice the rest of the way. And if the Capitals were to win, I'm of the opinion that whoever wins that series, won that series, was going to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, which means if the Blues were able to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, they would not have home ice. And so then I thought through it, and my little $25 bet and parlay didn't really seem like it mattered as much. So I was happy to see the Penguins win because, Doug, when the Blues get to the Stanley Cup Finals, after they beat the Sharks,
yeah,
they will be playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. So it's now the bracket is now laid out.
Did you see the save that the Capitals defenseman made on that shot that looked like it had ended the game in overtime? The Penguins were all around the net and took a shot to the point where the Capitals goalie even slumped down like, oh, that was in, that beat me. But what he didn't know was behind him, one of the defensemen dove face first with his stick, and with his stick blocked the shot. The puck was everything but in.
Sick!
Blocked it. Kept the game alive. They lost it anyway, but it was perhaps the best save I've seen from a defenseman, maybe ever.
Now, hold on. Was that a good save, or was it puck luck?
One.
I think that was a save. I don't think that was a lucky bounce of the puck. I think he just gave it everything he had.
All right.
It was a heck of a play.
So the East is set. It is Tampa and Pittsburgh. And the West is wide open. Still four teams alive. Tonight, one will be decided at American Airlines Center. Well, you will hear whining on plays that you don't even understand what they're whining about, and then the ref sucks chant. Mm-hmm. Ref, you suck, will commence. I got an over-under on that of 2.5, and whining on plays that you go, what are they whining about? That'll be at 5.5. Okay. So those are the official numbers. So again, Doug, 2.5 on refs, you suck from the Dallas crowd.
Okay.
And then 5.5 on moments where you hear the crowd whining. Pierre Maguire will address as if it's relevant. Uh-huh. And you'll go, that was an offsides. It's kind of standard. I don't know. I've watched plenty of playoff hockey, especially this year. And the Dallas crowd is the one that fascinates me more than any. Beware the fog. A lot of whining in that building.
Maybe they don't know hockey that much in Dallas.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Texas is a hockey hotbed. Always
I don't
been.
Think so.
Back to
Friday Night Lights.
Well, yeah, they know football.
Late 1800s.
Well, I don't think they had hockey.
They all have those pond hockey rinks.
They don't have any.
So the non-gay would go play pond hockey, I remember.
I bet it's hard to find a rink in Dallas.
Doug, this is Cucky the Dwarf. I wonder if he's outside at 1300 Hampton. I don't see him.
Hello, Cucky.
Hey, guys.
Boy, you sound like you're...
bad news.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh,
you've been arrested again.
Looks like it's going to be the Stars and Penguins.
The fog's slowing me down this morning. I got one question for Doug.
What?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, geez. I guess maybe Exorcist.
Because I'm right outside the window.
Oh, he's right there.
I'm here. Why are these blinds closed? Look, fire up, boys.
So people like you don't have access to it.
There it is. Cut off George.
If you're any kind of lensman, you got to get the woman walking right behind him in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a Norman Rockwell.
Look at that.
Yeah, she's impressed. I was creeping by the front door for a while.
Walk up through the shrubs and join you.
It was scary.
She's just going to walk right out in the middle of Hampton, Doug. It's like a kamikaze mission for her.
Cucky's got the half shirt on. He's got a broken arm. His arm is in a cast. Black socks. He's in flip-flops. Cut off blue jeans. Just couldn't be a bigger power hoosier if he tried.
Hey, this is glitter. I don't know if you can tell on that sign. That's glue.
Yeah, that's glitter right there.
Very, very nice.
They got lost in the shuffle last time, but I'm going to go to work out here, boys. Do your thing.
What work are you going to do? What work?
I'm firing up a city. For the game tonight,
we can see your underwear behind. His pants are kind of saggy now. He's twerking in the window. Oh, this is a nightmare.
I caught it.
All right, guys.
There it is.
And with that, he's heading back
to the street
to hit the sidewalk.
Sea Monster, if you would, were you able to capture the pedestrian in the background on one of your photos?
Oh, I did, and I just tweeted it out from the morning show account.
Get some retweeting going, Doug.
No, he's standing up there on a.
Have you blocked the morning after account?
No, but I may. He's standing not on the sidewalk, but on a little retaining wall about 10 feet off of Hampton, holding his lime green sign that says
right,
Go Blues.
Tweet it out if you want to see it.
Mm.
You want to get that on the fan pin, too? Oh, there's all hell's breaking loose on the fan page.
He's even got a bit of a dance going out there.
What's going on in the fan page?
He's dancing a little
Doug,
bit.
Doug, did you see what's going on in the fan page?
No, I haven't seen
that. Oh, my God. Well, the Barnhart Brawler continues to have posts deleted. Now, he says that it's Bobby Bestel deleting them.
Yeah.
Well, he theorizes, and he's very careful. He chooses his words wisely.
Okay.
He says allegedly. Bobby Bestel swears up and down that he's not deleting his posts.
Okay.
Well, there's only four people who could possibly be deleting these posts. There's me, and I don't really get too involved in this. I have other things going on.
Hopefully.
I have to make sure the Plowhawk and the Sea Monster take out the trash. That's a new responsibility I have.
Absolutely.
Then there's also Chrissy, the runner girl.
Okay.
Then there's Bestel himself. And then there is the person who posted it. Well, I know me and Chrissy aren't deleting posts. So then it really comes down to Bestel and the Barnhart Brawler.
Okay.
And as the Colonel said, someone is being lied to.
Huh. You don't think the Barnhart Brawler would delete them himself just to kind of bring a little attention onto himself, play the victim card?
Now, some people are theorizing that's what's going on, including Wardam Redhawk.
I would think that that's probably not happening.
You don't think so? Therefore, you believe it's Bestel.
Well, if Bestel thinks it's his site, if he started it,
but there's that non-compete.
There is a non-compete. You can't go to any other site. But if he started it and he wants to control it, I suppose that's probably what's happening.
Bobby Bestel, that guy sucked.
But I mean, they're using the TMA, the Morning After name. So you have the naming rights, right?
Right. I mean, I own the trademark.
They can only do the fan page with. Express written consent.
Yep.
Doug.
Yep.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. They couldn't go on the air, I suppose, somewhere else locally with the same name. But I think you could do a little fan page if you wanted.
Well, I thought you wanted to file a lawsuit for somebody photoshopping your head on another gentleman.
Yes, I do. I do. I'm saying you can have the fan site. It doesn't mean you can be vile and have all kinds of illicit photoshops.
Yeah, I can't be on the page anymore because I actually have a six-figure deal with Fox 2 that we can only be on the Fox 2 fan page.
Is that correct?
Yeah, these non-competes on fan pages are starting to become more
common. That's
just for
the fan
page. Very restrictive.
Right.
So does anybody really care that these posts are deleted? Why would you spend 1 minute of your time worrying about such trivial things?
I, for whatever reason, was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Chrissy sent me a message yesterday that there was a guy badgering her
via private message about no longer being allowed to be on the fan page, and he was trying to track down my email. It's not secret. It's T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. It's not that big of a deal. And he was going to really come after me because he was blocked from the fan page. I don't even know who the guy is, but he really wanted a piece of me for this.
Jeez, what do you have to do to get blocked from that thing?
I don't know. There have been some issues with people theorizing if you post something that is not pro-religion, Bobby Bestel deletes it. Bestel claims he doesn't do that. So I don't know what's going on the fan page. Like I said, I'm trying to monitor the Sea Monster and the Plow Sharks trash-taking out schedule.
Oh, how are they doing with that?
Strong. All right. Strong to quite strong.
Okay. Sounds to me like, because I've heard this Barnhart brawler mostly through the emails, and Doug, you said he's a strong conservative?
No, no. Wild left wing.
But if Barnhart Brawlers, if he's bringing the Bernie Sanders love, and then you have Bestel, more of the Ted Cruz model, the evangelical, mm-hmm. I could see how there's a divide mm-hmm. here. And we, our listenership can't be divided during a time like this. Not right before a game seven.
That's a unifying thought, white rascal.
No. Thank you.
But I would say if the Barnhart Brawler doesn't like it, he could start his own fan page. Sit out his non-compete and then start his own fan page and just delete whatever he wants to delete.
How about this? How about we have two separate fan pages? We have the Morning After fan page, and then we have the Morning After Strong Christian fan page.
Hmm. No, I don't know how many members are going to be on the ladder.
No, you wouldn't get any members on that one.
I think he might just have Bestel talking to himself.
Yeah, these people have had no church formal upbringing in the
Cucky
church.
Cucky just bolted past our. He's doing wind sprints now out on Hampton.
Like Usain Bolt.
Well, this is an uneven surface. I hope he didn't hurt himself.
You talking about my head?
Well, no, I'm talking about the lay of the land right outside the studio.
Yeah, there are shrubs and the like.
Shrubs are.
Tease Farm, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly.
Boxwoods here.
Morning after. Boy, we have a phone. It's an alliteration special, Charlie. You notice it's alliteration special on the appliances counter phone lines. Timber Fakes on line one. Timmy the Tickler on line two. And Tyler is on line three. Doug, I mean, take your pick. I mean, look at that. That's a smorgasbord on the appliance discounter phone lines.
Timber Fake will probably take a while. So why don't you go to some of the other two and maybe they're just real
quick. He is texting me nonstop. He says, get me on. It's perfect timing.
Well, okay, get him on. I don't care. Hello.
Take me to church. I wish a black. Hey, what's up? What's up? I'm drinking my sexy. I'm actually drinking sexy whatever. Huh. I'm not even 2.0 tonight. I'm the play baby today.
Huh. What are you doing to earn that? That
it don't matter. But do you guys need security on there? Do you need Big Juan down there, McKernan, McMahon?
Doug, would you like Big Juan?
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's kind of scary. Like, you know, I get invited to the sex show. I don't invite myself to the sex show. I get invited to the.
Yeah,
sex
we were
show.
Just saying that. Yeah.
Just a quick.
I'm just saying, but that's kind of scary. You got weirdos outside that thing.
Just 1 second, Timber Fake. We have something from the Barnhart Brawler. He is upset. He says, "Tim, you are misrepresenting me. I am not the only one this is happening to, and I don't."
Oh, you guys keep it sexy to me.
Sure, around looking for this crap. I don't know what that means, but that's the Barnhart Brawler.
I ain't got time for that.
No. So, but you're back on the fan page.
Yeah, because that loot like. I don't even know who he is. Bobby Bestel? I'm like, I'll fight you, man. Let me fight Bobby
Bestel. Come on, we don't have to fight everyone.
That might be the next bout. Well, I think Bestel might take you up on that.
I would, and I would not. I would actually, like, I mean, can we not wear headgear that time? Doug, first off, let me, before I get my sexy coffee, because I'm right by Starbucks, I'm in my car. Okay. I got to say, what's up to Dave Jackson, my man, Canelo Alvarez fight, my man, Justin Rohr, shout out to Granite City, shout out to Annie Hanselman, shout out to all my homies, but I just keep it sexy, man. I'm 2.0 now. I ain't trying to be the. I'm the money man, you know.
Seems
I'm Sex
like
Lewis.
Yeah, Sex Lewis.
Sex Lewis, baby. Like Doug Vaughn, you've been Sex Lewis since 1989.
What's Lewis got to do with it?
You've been Sex Lewis since 1989.
What does Lewis have?
You need to give yourself enough credit.
I think you meant like Lennox
what up,
Lewis.
What up, love?
What's up, buddy?
I'm all right. But
good
you
to
know,
hear.
People are. You know, they don't understand. I want to talk about this golf tournament. Like, McKernan got me back on the page. He runs a sex show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to deal with Bobby Bestel. Who the hell is Bobby Bestel?
Well, he started the fan page.
Well, it's my fan page. I am the Morning After. I am Sexy Coffee. I am the Money Man. I am the Play Baby. I am Sex Lewis.
I don't get the Lewis thing.
It's like Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis hasn't like boxed Lennox for, what, Lewis. 10, like 15 Lewis years?
I was actually at the Lennox Lewis fight when he beat Mike Tyson in Memphis in 04.
How long ago was that? 03?
I think Esteban Yan was pitching that night, so 03.
Yeah, but these Cardinals, like, I'm excited about this golf tournament. I'm only coming if I could roll around and drink sexy coffee with the Plow Boy, though.
Plow Shark, are you okay with that?
Oh, I'll be more than happy to show Timber Fake around the golf tourney.
What, Timber Fake?
I got the booties, Plow Hawk.
Timber Fake, have you ever been diagnosed by a physician with ADHD?
No, man. Like, McKernan, like, see, I had to get over that girl I brought in studio.
This is what I mean. Like, you start a sentence one place, and then you pivot and go.
Who'd you bang in the Ameristar parking lot?
I tried sending you a picture. Her name's, well, she's coming. She's going to be on air with us on Friday.
Oh, wow. We have a third producer.
You're going to be a part of the foot fetish routine?
I don't know about that, but she is brings sexy back because I'd be on my suit and tie-ish, you know?
No, I don't have any idea what that means.
I'd be on my suit and tie-ish. I'm JT, man. Like, how do you think? Like, Nick Ritchie made me famous. I was going to be on Dr. Phil, but then Tim McKernan made me famous.
We got a different Plow Penguin.
But the dirty's not cool no more. McKernan's made me a superstar, man.
Does that help you? Does that help you when you go in the bars
and bang people in the Ameristar parking lot?
I went to the Cardinal game 3 days ago, and some dude comes up to me. He goes, "What's up, play baby? What's up, man?" I go, "Do you want a picture like the dude in front of Lionel Richie did, right?"
Doug Lionel Richie would like
it. He goes, "No, I want to fight you." He goes, "Well, you got to keep it cool, man." I go, "That's not going to make money, man."
Timberfake Ray King,
money, man.
It's wonderful. Ray King from the Wheelhouse. Says you couldn't he says you couldn't even afford $5 Corona on Saturday night. Now that's pretty sexy. Is that inaccurate?
That's because someone spilt it. Well, if Ray King's talking ish, I'll fight Ray King.
Now who do you want to fight, Bestel or Ray King? Because we can only have so many bouts.
I'd probably fight Sexy Bobby because that's going to be a sexy fight. But Ray King's my homie. Why is he talking ish on air?
Doug? Huh? I don't know, Doug. Why is he talking ish?
I guess he's not Sex Lewis.
I'm Sex Lewis. I'm the money man. But besides that, I'm the John Stamos. I'm the John Stamos of St. Louis. What's up, Dave Jackson?
You got to get some Adderall to focus. You can't get through one sentence without touching on three or four different subjects.
I'm just saying I can't. All I'm worried about is being in the golf cart with a plow out.
Why is that?
Because that's my that's the money man.
Plow Shark is the money.
I love Plow Hawk.
Thanks, buddy. The feeling.
Can I say finger bang on the air?
Do you want to bang on the air?
I'll ride around the golf cart. Plow Weezy. I call him Plow Weezy, though. Plow Weezy is going to be getting that finger action on the golf cart.
Yeah, easy.
He might just be talking about fingering.
He's keeping score.
But I need a picture with Doug next time I come on air. Next time I come in here, I want a picture of me and Doug. I'm making my profile pic. And I just want to give him a big hug because Doug is a legend. So is Jimmy the Cat.
What about White Rascal? What about the White Rascal?
Yeah.
Hey, Mac Man, people sleep on you too. They don't remember that Barry Bonds special. And you know what grinds my gears?
No.
Like, I don't listen to this show, you know? Like, no. Nothing against the show, but
I
just do my sexy time, you know?
I realize that, though.
Like, for real.
What shows do you listen to?
I like Skip Bayless, man. I love my Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I love my, I don't know, I'm a fan of McKernan, too, but, like, McKernan was the original dude from Channel 4, I think it is. Like,
correct. I worked with Doug at KMOV. Doug, can you imagine how sexy it was when... Can you imagine how sexy it was when Doug and I worked at KMOV together?
Back in 04, I think.
Doug, was it 04?
Before I even came on the show, I had a sexy picture of Mac Man.
Did you?
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like me and him are going to the AVN Awards this year, so it's going to be sexy coffee and
you're
going to
go out there.
It'll be nice.
It's
going to
be Sex Vegas, and I want, you know who's going to meet us, McKernan?
No.
What's her name? Linda Mueller?
Janine Lindemuller,
Doug. Star. Yeah.
She's going to meet you out there.
I actually got her number. She's meeting us out there. So
well, how do you have her number?
Oh, because I make, well, because I'm like, I'm the Charlie Sheen of St. Louis, man.
Okay.
You know, I'm the Charlie Sheen of St. Louis.
Seems like it.
Ray King says he is up for the fight. He says, I'll take that strap faster than Doug took my butt flower.
Hey.
Well, I will. See, like, if Ray King wants to be cocky, you see now, I can't make people famous. I can't.
You haven't got time for that.
Famous. You got to be sexy.
Right.
You can't be sexy like me.
So is this your way of saying no to Ray King's saying that he would
know.
Go ahead and fight?
I like Ray King. I'll fight the real Ray King.
I don't think he'd want to do that. I think he'd probably pummel you.
I wouldn't care. I bet he doesn't knock me out.
The real Ray King?
I bet the real Ray King wouldn't knock me out. Let me
I bet you the real Ray King would take about 10 seconds to knock you out.
Do me a favor. Is Mike Lee or Larry Nickel on air?
Surprisingly, Mike Lee's not on hold.
I'm going to catch a cab there.
You're going to catch a cab here?
To be live on air right now.
Wow.
I'm actually in Ferguson. God bless Ferguson. I'm actually in Ferguson right now.
Doing what?
Black Lives Matter. Black
Perfect.
Lives Matter, baby.
Well, what are you doing there?
Because I'm drinking my sexy Starbucks, and my girl's in the other room, and I can't wake her up. But I sent McKernan pictures. We had sex at the Maristar parking lot.
Well, send some pictures. We'll put them on the fan page, and you're welcome to come.
Tell me about this golf wang.
It's just a golf tournament on Friday.
I call it golf wang. Any Cardinals players going to be there?
Struck me as irrelevant. Doug getting the Cardinals flying in from L.A.?
I doubt it.
Matheny's probably going to be in L.A.
No.
All right, but can I tell you this? I love Jim Edmonds, but he is the worst announcer I've ever heard.
Yes,
that goddamn McLaughlin guided him through.
Oh, Edmonds
Jim
is
Edmonds
terrific.
Jim Edmonds is sexy, but he needs to stay away from... He needs to go up to the cat. He is bad.
No, he isn't. He's very good.
He's really bad.
Well, I don't think so. I think you're off base there.
It was horrible. I was drinking my sexy coffee watching that. It was really bad.
Timber Vake, you're more than welcome to come on down to the studio and hang out with Cucky the Dwarf. I got to go. I got Timmy the Tickler online, too.
Sexy coffee, number one play, baby. John Samuels, St. Louis, the money man. Woo!
Wow. Boy, that is a lot of levels of crazy right there.
Oh, man. He's the Charlie Sheen of St. Louis.
Tim, why in the world does Timberfake have your number, brah? You're hustling backwards. That's from Manchild 79. Yeah, Big Al has my number. I kind of feel like I'm bragging a little bit, though.
That's quite the Rolodex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've always been pretty quick to give other boys your phone number.
Doug, this is Timmy the Tickler. He wants to talk about Game 7 and your plans.
Oh, hello, Timmy.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. You?
You know, I went home and I thought about all day about how you suspended me yesterday.
Yeah, how'd it feel?
And you were right.
How'd it feel?
It was horrible. I picked myself up by the bootstraps,
mm-hmm.
and I got us a good plan for Game 7. You ready?
Sure. What would that be?
All right, when I'm done, I don't want to hear that stupid lady journalism comment, okay?
Well, it may well figure into my plans this evening.
Okay, I pick you up at the studio. Mm. We go hit some margs at a Mexican restaurant. We get our buzz on. We go to the wheelhouse. We get nice and tipsy. See if we can join in a tribbing session. How's it sound so far?
Well,
sounds good to me as a listener.
I don't think it's possible, yeah. Even.
Okay, if we don't get a tribbing session, we watch the Blues win, we go to Taco Bell, I crash at your house, wake up the next morning, go to work. How's it sound?
Well, I'm too busy for any of that. Way too busy.
Oh, my. Busy with what, Doug?
With journalism. What do you think busy with?
Cohen sick.
I can't do that. I'm not sick.
Well, nobody's going to know.
You want me to call in sick so I can go to Taco Bell with you?
Well, not just Taco Bell. Mexican, we get margs, possibly tripping. I mean, the list goes on.
Well, I'm awfully busy. I appreciate the offer, but I just couldn't be any busier.
I'm buying.
Well, it wasn't a matter of money. It's just busy, busy, busy. Look at me and how busy I am.
Oh, Doug, man, you're really just ripping me off,
Well, just
dude.
Find another mandate.
You know what, Doug? Kiss my ass.
Put him down!
Wow.
Timmy the Tickler's been suspended again, suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Ragazzi's, Ragazzi's, Ragazzi's. Mm-hmm. Ragazzi's, ah, yes.
Rogozin. The Get 10 at STL Captain's Log. Clearly, this city is tense about a second Game 7 in just 2 weeks and change. But we have E.J. Raddick, NHL writer, and we have Derek Gould with us here on the program as well, as the Cardinals win last night. But Game 7 in Dallas, Charlie Marlowe, better known now as the White Rascal, will be there giving you live reports on the 2 Fox and getting you ready for another Game 7, 2 in 15 days, whereas the city had to wait 13 years for its first one since 2003, 2 Mondays ago, against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm. When you start talking and you put that there at the end, it really gets me excited for
and
some
it's
hockey.
It's Game 7.
You know, man, that's when you're really serious about it.
Yep.
And it's when you really know your pucks.
Yep. Yep.
What do you think, Doug? What do you think, Duggers? Give us your keys to the matchup, to this tilt.
Yeah, your picks to click.
To this contest.
Oh, getting the puck down low, finishing checks.
Nice.
Getting back on defense, playing two-way hockey, getting off to a good start, buy-in, being ready to play.
What about effort?
Effort will be very important. What you just said there was so true.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Should they play a 200-foot game or more like a 100-foot game?
I'd go ahead and play the full 200.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be what I would tell them.
All right. If you're looking for emotional risk management this evening, the Stars are -115. The Blues are -105, which means Dallas is a slight Las Vegas favorite. Over-under, 5 goals. Over-under, total of 5 goals scored. What do you think on that?
I don't need emotional risk management. I don't need it. If they lose, I'll say, well, boy, that was a fun season. Wish they could have gone farther, but boy, that was fun. I don't need to make money on the Stars for that. I'm just fine. I'll pull for them. I want them to win. I don't care about making money if the Stars win.
Make money, money, make money, money, no. Money.
Mm-mm. I like the Blues tonight. I really do. I would disagree with Las Vegas in that sense, although it's super close. I think the Blues are going to win. I really do.
You think it might come down to puck?
I think the Blues are better than this team that we've seen in this series. Now, maybe Tyler Seguin would have changed that. I don't think he's going to play. But I think from what I've seen through 6 games, Doug, I think the Blues are a little bit better.
Well, I would agree. It seems like still, and maybe the Stars fans say the same thing, it seems like the Blues really haven't played their best game yet. Some of the games they played against Chicago, I thought they were a little sharper than they had been against Dallas. So maybe they can find that game again and get some puck luck.
Well, hell, they's on scholarship too, though.
Yeah. Nice take. Yeah. Great take.
Hell, they's on scholarship too.
They are.
That's what Hitchcock will say if things don't go well.
I don't think he will, though.
Well, he might.
Plus, he doesn't have a Southern accent. He has that a Canadian accent.
Mm-hmm. We've been a good hockey team.
We've been a good club. A good Icer squadron. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a poll up on the Twitter tweets and see what we got.
All I'm saying is this. I didn't pick the Blues to beat the Hawks. I didn't pick the Blues to beat the Hawks in Game 7. I picked the Blues to beat the Stars in 5 or 6 games. I'm wrong on that, Doug, but I still think they win the series.
Well, I think they will, too. I always think they're going to win, though.
But that's the whole point. See, I don't. I look at it rationally.
Well, I try to do that as well.
You're St. Louis fan guy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Which is great, because you're from here. And you're kind of woven in the fabric of what is the Lou.
Woven in the fabric.
I don't know about that.
Like that. Woven in the fabric.
I don't think I'm woven into any fabrics.
Doug, who plays tonight, Reeves, Ott, or Yashkin? I got Ott. Thanks. That's from DP.
I'll say Yashkin.
What do you think, Chuckles?
I think they want as much
White
offense.
White Rascal, I apologize.
As much offense as they can get.
Yeah, I think it's Yashkin.
I think there could be a fear if you put Otter Reeves out there, you might get a penalty.
Yeah.
That could be the difference.
Could end your evening.
Yeah.
Send you back to the golf course, eh?
Yeah.
The Blues are what? They're 1-1 with Reeves and 1-1 with Yashkin, correct?
I believe that's true. Yeah. And Ott played, what, 1 game and that was it in the series?
I'll have to check my notes.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would go back there, but he might. I would just be real concerned that one of those guys, Ott or Reeves, would pick up a penalty.
The Mound City is heavy with anticipation for this pivotal Game 7.
We never call it the Mound City.
How will the Blues respond in hostile territory? Doug, use that tonight.
I won't.
Thanks. That's from B-Money.
I'm not going to. No one ever calls this the Mound City. Do we even know what the Mound is? It the Cahokia Mound?
I think so.
Is that how you identify St. Louis? Oh, we've got a kind of a dirt hill over there across the river. There, that'll define us. We're the Mound City. Nobody ever says it, so stop it.
You know, Brentwood? Brentwood's the city of warmth.
Why?
That's just what it says on that little, they have like a little waterfall there, kind of by, I guess it's Brentwood and 40.
Do you like that song, Waterfalls by TLC?
Yeah, Don't Go Chasing Them.
Yeah, is that 95? 96?
I don't know the date.
You had Lisa Left Eye Lopes, RIP, right?
Wasn't it Lopez?
Lopez.
What was wrong with her left eye?
She had the eye patch.
Lazy?
Yeah.
Or a patch.
I think she had astigmatism.
T-Boz. Looked like a lesbian, but wasn't. Kind of fun.
Short hair,
Chili. I thought Chili fine.
Now Chili dated
Chili fine.
Ursher, correct?
And Ursher, yeah, Ursher.
Ursher cheated, I believe.
I have no clue what either one of you is talking about.
But Left Eye burned down Andre Bad Moon Rising's house.
Who went to Michigan State? Yep.
Why'd she burn down his crib?
Yep.
Nurse.
Did I ever tell you the story? This is a true story. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't say it on air. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, do you know why she torched his crib?
No, I don't.
That seems mean-spirited.
I can't tell it now, but it's a good story.
I don't know who these people are you're talking about.
Doug, 14 years ago yesterday, Left Eye died. Thanks, man. Child 79. Wow.
Left Eye is a girl now with a lazy eye who burned down her boyfriend's cage.
Andre Rison.
I think he's like three-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, so you should know him.
Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I know him.
Late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, sure. It's just this Left Eye gal. I don't know her.
Do you like the nickname Bad Moon Rising?
Yeah, I do. It's not as good as White Rascal, but it's okay.
Well, I like that name, White Rascal.
Yeah, I do.
I'm hoping it sticks. I think from now on Fox 2, when they put your little name on the bottom of the screen, I'm going to change it to White Rascal.
Okay. How do you think that would play?
I like it.
I don't know if it would, but I'd get it on there a couple times before somebody said something.
You would?
I can just put it in myself.
Yeah,
I can change the super.
You think the first time it comes up, no one's going to notice it?
Yeah, I think it would take at least like 5 or 10 times for somebody to call and complain.
Yeah.
Well, but like, hey, people say, we're going to throw it down to Jimmy the Cat Hayes. Why can't it be, we're going to throw it down to Charlie the White Rascal Marlowe?
Yep. Why can't that work?
Well, it's a little more formal. The news is a little more formal than just a game.
What about Doug the Prime Minister Vaughn?
See, the news is more formal. I don't think you can goof around like that.
But the sports part of the news isn't formal.
Well, still more formal than a Cardinal game. I mean, because we're doing serious, serious business, Charlie. Yeah,
we're breaking down the puck clock.
Right. There's nothing funny or humorous about what we're doing.
All I'm saying is this. I don't think Dallas and that arena is some huge home ice advantage. I was at that game last Saturday. I know it was a noon start. There were a lot of empty seats when that game started. Now, let me tell you this. They have a very cool pre-game little ritual going.
What do they got going on, Chuckles?
They have like a really big, lights and sound show going on. And they even have, what's that game, Asteroid? It's kind of cool. They take the ice and they basically make it like it's a game of Asteroid where the Dallas Stars logo is shooting out the Asteroid missiles, Doug, and beating all the other hockey team's logos. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see. And then at the end, it's the team they're playing, which right now is the Blues, and there's like a huge battle between the Stars and the Blues, and of course, unfortunately, the Stars win. Because it's their barn.
I see. Is that a nice barn? I've not been there.
It's pretty nondescript.
Downtown?
It's downtown, but it's in a neighborhood I wouldn't say that's really hopping. It's kind of hidden, too. Like there's buildings right next to it on one side.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's some crazy place where you go in there and you're like, obviously, the Blues have won 2 of 3 there.
And the Stars have won here, too.
That's correct.
So what we're saying is the place where the barn is doesn't matter.
Correct.
All right.
The Blues are 4-2 on the road this postseason.
It'll get down more to puck luck. We're and close grit. To 7 already.
I'm telling you, I have a good feeling about it. I could be wrong. It doesn't matter, but I think the Blues are going to win.
I think they're the better team. Now, things could be different if the Stars were completely healthy, but over the course of the series, I think they've been the better team, but the better team doesn't, of course, always win. And we have been on both the good side and the bad side of that. with the Cardinals and the Blues and even the Rams as well. Certainly with Missouri. So, either way, it doesn't matter how confident you are in your team's caliber. You go into a Game 7 and you're going to have some anxiety. The range, as I said yesterday on the show, of what the team could and what the city could be experiencing this time tomorrow and this time in about 15 hours is so great. Because you're talking about being one of the final four teams, either the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, place I don't think they've ever been. I'd be surprised if when there's four left that they've ever been the favorite. I mean, they surely weren't the first 3 years.
Might have been the year they won the President's Trophy going
into
the playoffs.
Yeah, but going in. But when you get down to Final Four, so this close. Or we're sitting here tomorrow morning and talking about what's the next play this offseason. Will Ken Hitchcock be back? Will David Backus be back? What went wrong? You were up 3-2. What the hell went wrong? I don't know. It's a huge, huge range.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a wide delta. Okay.
Well, don't say delta.
I call it a what? Charlie, do you like that? I'm sorry, White Rascal. Thank you.
I don't care.
Thank
you. I like the term delta.
Let's not say delta.
I like any term that's not used often. We use the same words all the time in our lexicon, Doug.
We seem to, yeah.
Puck luck, skill set, things like that.
Our Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, EJ Redick, NHL reporter, going to be with us coming up at 8:30. And Derek Gould coming up from Anaheim as the Cardinals win last night. It is rake. They play crap teams. A rake. And Matt the Bat, yard work. Grichuk just over the outstretched glove of his former roommate, Mike Trout. And Matt Carpenter go yard. Carpenter twice as the Cardinals beat Hector Santiago. And they get a great start from Mike Leake for the first time this year. And they win by a score of 8-1. So we'll talk it over with Derek Gould. We also, I believe, I don't know if Cucky's still out there. I know we've posted pictures on the fan page and on the Twitter tweets.
I haven't seen him. I'm afraid he may have been hit by a car.
Well, he's running wind sprints. But the last time he appeared on 1300 Hampton Avenue, with his midriff exposed and with his free dotum placard, the Blues won a Game 7. So we're looking to go 2-0. And, Doug, this could become a tradition like no other, kind of like Butler's Cabin.
Well, I don't know that it's that one. Right now, there's a robin right outside the window.
Oh, digging, robin feeding?
Digging into the molts, trying to get a worm, and I'm more interested in that than I am with the presentation.
Give us a play-by-play.
I could periscope it.
Well,
hey, how about this?
Go ahead, White Rascal.
Doug, give us a play-by-play like your Jim Nantz doing the Masters.
I don't know about that. I don't know. It's just a robin is all it is. Surrounded by azaleas.
Nice.
Oh, the beautiful bushes. And would you look at the Georgia pines? And now he's been joined by another friend of the feather.
Great take.
No worms, though. Apparently this mulch area is free of worms. So they're not getting much. I didn't mean to get sidetracked.
No, Charlie asked you.
It's an interesting little bird. Now there's three of them. He's come right to the window here looking at us.
Do you ever wonder why there's all kinds of sports teams named after Cardinals, Blue Jays,
Orioles,
Falcons,
Condors,
Orioles, of course, Condors?
No, why?
Why not Robins?
Not a very menacing sounding bird.
But is a Pelican? New Orleans Pelicans?
Well, by the time we got around to naming teams Pelican, all the other good names have been taken.
And not Robins.
For trademark reasons, you can't have. You can't be tigers or bears or hawks or eagles anymore.
But is a robin really that much different than a cardinal besides the
cardinal
color?
Cardinal kind of described the color, I think.
But they're like the same. What do they do that's any different?
Well, a cardinal is just known for its color.
So what's the robin known
no
for?
No one's going to be the robins.
I think there's a team in Japan, actually. And then there's the Yakult Swallows.
You know, that's a lousy name.
It would be fun if a team was a swallow, like St. Louis Swallows.
No,
it would be fun.
It wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be fun at all. You don't want to be the finches or the sparrow. You don't want that. You want a stronger type bird or a very colorful bird. Baltimore's the Orioles because there's the Baltimore Oriole bird.
Yeah, but like the Oriole's not a strong bird. The Cardinal's not a strong bird. It's just red.
But it's the color. Like the Blue Jays, that's the color. And Blue Jays are kind of menacing birds.
No, they're not.
Yeah, kind of so. Yeah, they are.
In what way?
Well, they're kind of aggressive, Blue Jays.
I don't think they are at all.
Yeah, oh, they are, yeah. Oh,
I think
gosh.
You're wrong on
Blue
that.
Jays can be a snootful in the bird world.
I have an aviary at my house, so
have
I know
you?
Exactly about the Blue Jays.
No, Blue Jays are kind of aggressive.
I don't know about that.
They tops usually?
Probably. You meant fly to the top of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they get way up there.
How great was it to see the Cardinals in the blue hats? Clear
that
eyes, blue hats. Yeah.
Thank you.
But the coaches weren't.
How do you notice that?
The first and third base coaches were wearing red helmets. That bothered me.
Well, they wear hats.
No, they wear helmets. The coaches, base coaches. The base coaches.
I'm talking about the team, but you're saying the base coaches wearing the red
helmets. They had red helmets, which bothered me.
I think we ought to write a sound-off letter. I think we can maybe get that through. What's my name going to be? Dorothy. In honor of my grandmother.
Dot, maybe.
Dorothy from St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Like some just hot take on the Cardinal uniforms. And I think I could maybe get it through. The problem is Fredrickson outs me on my things.
He doesn't even.
Yeah. He told the online editor to take down my tribbing stuff. Bastard.
Yeah, those blue hats look a lot better. Than
don't
the
they? I mean, what
yeah.
in the hell are they doing?
You just change up your uniform.
It's like the second most successful era in the history of the organization. We're going to switch the uniform. You think Roldam is going to switch theirs?
Who do you think makes that ultimate decision?
Bill DeWitt III, who I think the world of. I just disagree with him on this.
Hmm.
He says the Cardinals are reds. Our Cardinals are red, so red hats. He appreciates the organization's history, and these obviously their family's done an incredible job. He's a great guy, brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just disagree with him on this.
But now he's had a change of heart.
Well, they do that when they play teams who wear red caps at home.
Yeah.
So when they play the Phillies or the Reds or the Angels or the Yakult Swallows.
They're not going to play them. Interleague play hadn't gone to that extreme yet.
Guys, is there any lesbianism in the animal world? Thanks. It's from Milt Thompson.
The old Phillies outfielder had the cuff call.
So the Cardinals would wear blue hats if they played Milt.
Yeah.
And they would win.
I could watch a whole Cardinals game or series and not even notice what color the hats are.
What are you trying to say? You're better than us?
No, that's just something I don't even focus on.
You're not fashion savvy?
That's true. But also, I watch them in the field, and I don't notice it.
But how can you watch a game and not notice what color uniform the team has?
I'm watching the game. I'm writing a Blues take. I'm cutting highlights of the Cardinals. Last night, 11 o'clock news. Every time I was done cutting the Cardinals highlights, they'd hit another home run.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, that's
like I had to cut the highlights, if that was English there. And Grisha gets a home run. I cut the highlights, and then Holiday hits a home run. And then Carpenter hits another
one. Oh, it's frustrating. It's maddening. I don't know.
It's not an easy business.
No. The thing I don't pay much attention to anymore is players' numbers. I don't know a lot of their numbers, and I used to know everybody's number. Now, I do know the color hats that they're wearing, but the numbers, I don't know. You know Brandon Moss's number?
40-something?
I don't know.
Is he 44?
No.
Is Rosenthal 44?
Yeah. I don't know.
But the number thing, like Mike Leake, it seems like a lot of Cardinals fans thought it was odd that Mike Leake wears number 8, that a pitcher wears a one-digit number.
Yeah,
like, I don't think that's
uncomfortable.
Weird.
We will have Derek Gould on. We'll talk Cardinals, and we'll also ask him about the Blue Hats, because the Blue Hats did win an online poll for fans 3 years ago, but it still didn't matter. They still switched it up. Spring laundry clearance sale on brands and appliances. Counters like GE, Samsung, Electrolux, Frigidaire, and LG, and Crossley made by Whirlpool washer and dryer set starting as low as $5.99. Front load and a top load high efficiency washer and dryer sets a drastically low price, along with cash rebates direct from the manufacturer. Hurry in! While supplies last, and find out why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. 6 Missouri and Illinois locations to serve you online at theappliancediscounters.com. You're welcome to get involved on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Our Stanley Cup playoff coverage brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Get involved and get your prediction in on this evening's festivities. I put out the Twitter tweet a few moments ago on who you got for Game 7, Doug. Mm-hmm. 240 votes so far. 80% St. Louis Blues.
Mm. Boy, and there was that lisp at the end, too, that really drove it home for me.
People were not confident going into the Blackhawks Game 7, if you recall.
Yeah.
There was a feeling of inevitable doom. For this one, however, St. Louisans are confident.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ballpark Village and get some fan reaction.
Okay. You could be in management way at the top, way near the top.
Doug.
Yeah.
Told me my number was 68. No, my God. That even caught me off guard with how vile it was. Mm.
Who was it, Tim? I'll be happy to suspend him.
Let's see. The St. Peter's Lemming.
St. Peter's Lemming, you've been suspended for an inappropriate text message, and your name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension longue. Ragazzi's, newly opened patio. Why don't you go out there and have a drink or two and settle down a little bit?
What are you trying to tell people?
4945 Dagen on the Hill or Ragazzi's.com.
If you're looking for some daily fantasy baseball, and since I'm currently up 8-0 on an undefeated team.
The Wobblers?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. I think it's time that you might pay homage to the Southside
team. Hey, everybody wants you to take down the Wobblers and get everybody else a little closer to that first place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a battle right now with the second place. I guess he's tied for second with you, and that would be the Plowshark.
Plowshark, you bullish on your squadron?
I'd say my club is strong to quite strong. Maybe I need outfield depth. So thinking about making a trade, one of my big starting pitchers.
Oh, with Justin in Columbia?
I've got some outfield depth there. Plowsy, take a look at my squad.
Dougie, let's make a deal.
Baseball is in full swing, and you can experience the thrill of daily fantasy baseball all season long at DraftKings.com. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, there are no season-long commitments. It's like a brand-new season every time you play, and playing is simple. Just draft two pitchers, an eight-position player, stand under the salary cap, and outscore the competition to turn your love of baseball into cash. Only DraftKings brings the excitement of fantasy baseball to this level with every strikeout, diving catch, and monster home run, bringing you closer to payday. Millions of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings.com now. Enter promo code 920 and play for free with your first deposit in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. That's promo code 920 to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. Only at DraftKings.com. It's DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. E.J. Raddick coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on the Blues and Stars. Game 7. That is your Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. Get it tinty-tinty so you don't have to squinty-squinty.
Okay.
Well, that's the copy.
All right.
The number is 314-406-8489. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, the White Rascal with you. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM in Inside Still.